Well, there's that school bell, and we know what that means. It's time for the Warren County Radio Bible School to begin. And you are now, if you're listening on the radio, a student in this Bible school. And this is class session 556. Now, we're talking about a time in history when the children of Israel, the kingdom of Saul and David and Solomon, was rent asunder, being divided by Jeroboam to the north and Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, to the south. And the important places, the important geographical places during this period of Israel history is Shechem and Bethel and Dan and Penuel. And so we're looking at a history of these places so we can understand their significance. We've been talking about Shechem, and next we're going to be talking about the village of Bethel and the things that had occurred there leading up to this Sunday school lesson. Now, we'll do that in just a moment. I need to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Our teacher, by way of Sunday school notes, is E. A. Elam. And the notes we're consulting at this time were the notes he wrote for the Sunday schools of April the 6th, 1924. Now, having gone over the history of Shechem, we now want to look at the history of a place called Bethel. It's another prominent town of Palestine, about 10 miles north of Jerusalem. Its former place was called Luz. From Jacob's visions, he named it Bethel, which means the house of God. The old word Beth, meaning house, and the E-L, then, words that represent or that call to mind God. And so Beth-El. Now, this had to do with the time that Jacob was fleeing from his brother Esau. And in Genesis chapter 28 and verse 10, we read this. Jacob went out of Beersheba, and he went toward Haran, and he lighted upon a certain place, and tarried there all night, because the sun was set. And he took one of the stones of that place, and put it under his head, and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God descending and ascending upon it. And behold, Jehovah stood above it, and said, I am Jehovah, the God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it into thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and I will keep thee whithersoever thou goest. And I will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee till I have done that which I have spoken thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, Surely Jehovah is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid, and he said, How dreadful is this place! This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. And Jacob arose early in the morning. This is Genesis chapter 28 and verse 18. Jacob arose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of the city was Luz at first. And Jacob vowed a vow saying, If God will be with me, and will keep me in this way that I go, and will bring me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my Father's house in peace, and Jehovah will be my God, then this stone which I have set up for a pillar shall be God's house, and all that thou shalt give me will surely give the tenth unto thee. Well, he said this is none other than the house of God. And thus the place was called, this little place of Luz, was now called Bethel, which means house of God. Now before this, Abraham had built an altar there and had called upon Jehovah. We read about that back in Genesis 12 and verse 8. He removed from thence into the mountains on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he builded an altar unto Jehovah, and he called upon the name of Jehovah. It was also here, near Bethel, where Deborah lived. In Judges 4, verses 4 and 5, we read, Now Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, she judged Israel at that time, and she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in the hill country of Ephraim, and the children of Israel came to her for judgment. For a time, the ark of God was there, and the children of Israel would assemble there to ask counsel of God and to pour out their hearts before him. We read in Judges chapter 20, verses 26 through 28, that all the children of Israel and all the people went up and came into Bethel and wept and sat there before Jehovah and fasted that day until even. And they offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before Jehovah. And the children of Israel asked of Jehovah, for the Ark of the Covenant was there in those days. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, stood before it in those days. They asked, saying, Shall I yet go out to battle against the children of Benjamin, my brother, or shall I cease? And Jehovah said, Go up, for tomorrow I will deliver him into thy hand. And we later read after this that the people came to Bethel and sat there until even before God and lifted up their voices and wept. It was from Bethel that Samuel judged Israel. Samuel, in 1 Samuel chapter 7, verses 5 through 17. And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. And he went from year to year in circuit to Bethel and Gilgal and Mizpah. And he judged Israel in all those places. And his return was to Ramah, for there was his house. And there he judged Israel. And there he built an altar unto Jehovah. We're going to see in this lesson, when the kingdom was rent asunder between Jeroboam and Rehoboam, that Jeroboam located one of his golden calves at Bethel. Now there's another town. We've talked about Shechem. We've talked about Bethel. And now I want to talk about Dan. Dan was a town in the northern limit of Palestine, near the source of the Jordan. Its original name was Lachish. It was rebuilt by part of the tribe of Dan and named for him. Idolatry through the image of Michael had long since been established there. We read about that in the book of Judges, chapter 18, verses 11 through 31. Judges 18 and verse 11. And there sent forth from thence of the family of the Danites, out of Zorah and out of Eshtol, 600 men girt with weapons of war. And they went up and camped in Kirjath-Jearim in Judah. Wherefore they called that place Mahanadan-Dan unto this day. Behold, it is behind Kirjath-Jearim. And they passed thence into the hill country of Ephraim and came to the house of Micah. Judges 18:14. Then answered the five men that went to spy out the country of Lachish, and said unto their brethren, Do you know that there is in these houses an ephod, and a teraphim, and a graven image, and a molten image? Now therefore consider what ye have to do. And they turned aside thither, and came to the house of the young man, the Levite, even into the house of Micah, and asked him of his welfare, and of the 600 men girt with their weapons of war, who were of the children of Dan, stood by the entrance of the gate. And the 5 men that went to spy out the land went up and came in thither and took the graven image and the ephod and the teraphim and the molten image. And the priest stood by the entrance of the gate with the 600 men girt with their weapons of war. And when these went to Micah's house and fetched the graven image, the ephod and the teraphim and the molten image, the priest said unto them, What do ye? And they said unto them, Hold thy peace. Lay thy hand upon thy mouth, and go with us, and be to us a father and a priest. It is better for thee to be a priest unto the house of one man, or to be a priest unto a tribe and a family in Israel. And the priest's heart was glad, and he took the ephod, and the teraphim, and the graven image, and went in the midst of the people. Judges 18:21. So they turned and departed, and put their little ones and the cattle and the goods before them. And they were a good way from the house of Micah. The men that were in the house near to Micah's house were gathered together and overtook the children of Dan. And they cried unto the children of Dan. And they turned their faces and said unto Micah, What aileth thee that thou comest with such a company? And he said, Ye have taken away my gods which I have made, and the priests that are gone away, and what have I more? And how then say ye unto me, What aileth thee? And the children of Dan said unto him, Let not thy voice be heard among us, lest angry fellows fall upon you, and thou lose thy life with the lives of the household. And the children of Dan went on their way. And when Michal saw that they were too strong for him, he turned and went back into his house. Judges 18:27. And they took that which Micah had made, and the priest whom he had made, and came into Lachish, and to a people quiet and secure, and smote them with the edge of the sword. And they burnt the city with fire, and there was no deliverer, because it was far from Sidon. And they had no dealings with any man, and it was in the valley that lieth by Beth-Rehob. And they built the city and dwelt there. And they called the name of the city Dan, after the name of Dan, their father, who was born unto Israel. Howbeit the name of the city was Lachish at first. And the children of Dan set up for themselves the graven image. And Jonathan, the son of Jephram, the son of Moses, he and his sons were priests, and the tribe of Danites, until the day of the captivity of the land. So they set up Micah's graven image which he made all that time that the house of God was at Shiloh. Well, that is a terrible history of the village of Dan, far up in northern Israel. And they were accustomed to idolatry. And it was there in Dan that Jeroboam located the other one of his golden calves when the kingdom of Israel was rent asunder. Now we're familiar with the expression, from Dan to Beersheba, Dan being in the extreme north of the country, and Beersheba being in the extreme south of Palestine. And we also read that Jeroboam built Penuel. In Judges 8, verses 9, we read, Judges in verse 8 and 9 and 17. And he went up thence to Penuel and spake unto them in like manner, and the men of Penuel answered him as the men of Succoth had answered. And he spake over to the men of Penuel, saying, When I come again in peace, I'll break down this tower. And he brake down the tower and pursued after the men of Penuel. But then we read that Jeroboam rebuilt the city. 1 Kings 12:25, Jeroboam built Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim and dwelt therein, and he went out thence and built Penuel. Now this Jacob called the place where he wrestled with the angel, Penuel. It means the face of God, in the place east of Jordan.